Listen to all those crickets. Good morning, all of you guys on Audiobook Teacher Forward. It is a cool, not too humid day outside. I got a crap ton of crickets off to my left and my right in the grass. Wow. I see. Like right here. They're in the grass. I'm actually standing right here. Nope. Heel teacher, I got distracted. I'm sorry. I kind of went full circle. It's almost like they're right. You can reach down and touch them, but you can't because they're kind of hidden in the grass. But it rained quite a bit last night. And so they are still out. It's around 6:30 in the morning, I think. And it's like, I'm pretty sure it's light out. It's got to be after sunrise anyway. People are off to work and whatnot. Oh, good girl. It's okay. She was kind of stopping because I taught her to stop for the overhanging branches up here. I tend to brush the top of my head. Good girl. And the morning doves are singing, and it is just a beautiful day. And I can't believe I'm borrowing this line, but it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Alright, that's enough of that. I'm heading over to the library at some point today to get some more stuff done for Hadley. I got my grade back, or my feedback back from my instructor for safety in the home. Assignment 6, I got an A+. And let's see. I'm going to have to start chipping away at assignment 7 so I can polish that course off next month, unless he's okay with me submitting assignment 7 this month. But more likely than not, I'll have it for him next month. Not too much going on, really. Just excuse me a second. Oh, wow. Now I've had that mocha. I'm okay. And some of Hadley stuff is coming along nicely. I also submitted Parenting Infancy Lesson 3, finally. And that one should be back today. If not today, then maybe tomorrow. At least before the week is over. And that's a freight train off in the distance to the north, or my right. And yeah, just generally plugging away at that stuff. And oh, today I'm gonna be, now that I understand traffic circles and I'm feeling a lot better, I'm gonna be going out today to work on navigating the one here in my neighborhood. Good girl. because the bus, stops after the circle, and I need to figure out exactly where to get to the library, among other places. That would be one of the places, and then the other one is on the opposite side for inbound, the inbound bus. That's the way I understand it anyway. How I map things in my head, Deidre, forward. How I map things in my head isn't always how it turns out to be, but it's part of the learning experience. No crickets over here. This is a fairly busy street off to my left. Matthias Street, leading into Calumet, which will be off to the north after all these side streets. This is Gatewood Drive coming up here, which is going to be my perpendicular street in front of me. And she's probably going to want to stop here because we had a little adventure with a puppy that decided to wander out of its yard and try and follow us home one day, actually. We're coming opposite the way we're going now. Like, if I turned around and kept walking, that would be the way that we were coming on the day the dog came up and decided to say hello by sniffing Deidre's tushy, as dogs do. Hold on a minute. So we stop, and we're at the intersection now. I'm pretty sure she remembers, but she knows we're not going that way. So the dog came up and called an airplane. It was traveling, wow, right over me, going west. I'm not sure if that's toward the airport or exactly where, but it is going west and north, I think. Deidre, forward. No, I think it's going west. Anyway, so we're crossing the street to return home on the walk, and I hear this little tiny click, click, click of claws behind me, and I step up onto the area between the sidewalk and the street, and there's this, and I look behind Deidre because she has her head turned around like, what's going on, and there's this cute little puppy like sniffing Deidre's butt, and I'm like, oh, okay, where did you come from? So I picked her up. Turned out it was her, because I don't know, I was calling her Chloe. 1 minute. And the dog, no more crickets. He and I were kind of yelling back and forth, but you can put her down. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I thought she was lost. He's like, no, it's okay, I was in my house. I'm like, sitting there thinking, so you left your dog unattended in the yard, off leash. Shit, I think someone's coming. Nope. Ah. Well, this is my footsteps. I'm totally hearing things. Oh, a crow. So, he called her back, and then we went home, and I was like, why? Why do people do that? So, anyway, I'll be back for part 2 because I ramble too much. Hold on.